I left Insomnia Lodge next morning around 8 and spent some time in Parkington. Visions of bungling the execution kept obsessing me. Thinking that perhaps the cartridges in the automatic had gone stale during a week of inactivity, I removed them and inserted a fresh batch. Such a thorough oil bath did I give Chum, as I called my pistol, that now I could not get rid of this stuff. I bandaged him up with a rag, like a maimed limb, and used another rag to wrap up a handful of spare bullets. A thunderstorm accompanied me most of the way back to Grim Road, but when I reached Pava Manor, the sun was visible again, burning like a man, and the birds screamed in the drenched and steaming trees. The elaborate and decrepit house seemed to stand in a kind of daze, reflecting, as it were, my own state, for I could not help realizing, as my feet touched this springy and insecure ground, that I had overdone the alcoholic stimulation business. A guardedly ironic silence answered my bell. The garage, however, was loaded with his car, a black convertible for the nonce. I tried the knocker, nobody. With a petulant snarl, I pushed the front door, and how nice, it swung open as in a medieval fairy tale. Having softly closed it behind me, I made my way across a spacious and very ugly hall, peered into an adjacent drawing room, noticed a number of used glasses growing out of the carpet, decided that Master was still asleep in the master bedroom. So I trudged upstairs. My right hand clutched muffled Chum in my pocket. My left patted the sticky banisters. Of the three bedrooms I inspected, one had obviously been slept in that night. There was a library full of flowers. There was a rather bare room with ample and deep mirrors and a polar bear skin on the slippery floor. There were still other rooms. A happy thought struck me. If and when Master returned from his constitutional in the woods or emerged from some secret lair, it might be wise for an unsteady gunman with a long job before him to prevent his playmate from locking himself up in a room. Consequently, for at least 5 minutes, I went about lucidly insane, crazily calm, an enchanted and very tight hunter, turning whatever keys in whatever locks there were and pocketing them with my free left hand. The house, being an old one, had more planned privacy than have modern glamour boxes, where the bathroom, the only lockable locus, has to be used for the furtive needs of planned parenthood.